Welcome to the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this episode, we'll examine the unnecessary uncertainty created by indecisive actions taken in response to unanticipated events and provide a framework executives and managers can use to structure their organization's response to these unplanned occurrences. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. History is replete with crises, so much so that their occurrence can be counted upon with some certainty. Crises themselves create uncertainty, but it is the response or lack of response to a crisis that creates the unnecessary uncertainty that often ripples through the marketplace, government agencies, and society. Rahm Emanuel, Chief of Staff to President Barack Obama, is quoted as saying, "A crisis is a terrible thing to waste." As suggested by Mr. Emanuel, those individuals and organizations responding well to a crisis garner acclaim. Likewise, those who do not respond decisively are scorned. Poor crisis management by British Petroleum and the U.S. government in response to the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is evident by the ongoing nature of this catastrophe and the devastation it has caused the people and property of the Gulf states. Examining this crisis reveals several inadequacies in the disaster response. 1. Delay in executing the initial event response, 9 days in the case of this oil spill. Next, failure to apply all appropriate resources to the event response. In this case, the ongoing refusal of the Obama administration to lift the Jones Act restrictions and allow international skimming ships to aid in the oil spill cleanup. Delays in defining and executing on obvious goals. 12 days to begin drilling a relief well to stop the BP oil spill. A faulted decision-making process. This has been characterized by an inaccurate assessment of the spill conditions, namely the late recognition of the significance or the volume of the oil leaking. And finally, and maybe more importantly, a lack of leadership and coordination. The initial and ongoing confusion between BP and government authorities as to which organization is in charge of various response efforts. Some would argue that not every event can be anticipated, and that the Deepwater Horizon accident was one such event. We would not argue that point. It is unreasonable to expect that every situation and circumstance be fully anticipated and planned for, not to mention that such an effort would be cost prohibitive. However, when unanticipated circumstances arise, leaders must be prepared to act decisively based on their and their organization's values and beliefs and a set of core emergency response principles. Some of these would include, in the case of values and beliefs, protecting human life, protecting the environment, protecting property, acting ethically and with integrity, and minimizing the impact of the event on all parties involved and affected. In the case of core emergency response principles, recognizing that an emergency condition exists, identifying the leader and the roles and responsibilities for all participants or groups of participants, accurately defining the problem in both quantitative and qualitative terms, including potential future challenges based on other probable and impactful events, identifying all resources, those being personnel, material, and equipment, available to support the event response effort. Defining the desired outcomes consistent with the organization's core values and goals. Identifying the several options that will enable achievement of the desired outcomes, including the short and long-term risks, costs, and benefits associated with each. Prioritizing the options and then selecting the optimal solution. Communicating and executing the chosen solution, including contingency measures, should the primary approach be ineffective. And continuously monitoring and adjusting the chosen approach as necessary. The response to the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, and the Tylenol crisis in 1982 serve as positive examples of value-based emergency responses following core response principles in the absence of predefined procedures. The decisive actions by Rudy Giuliani, the then mayor of New York City, and the Johnson & Johnson executive team instilled confidence, minimized follow-on consequences, and expedited restoration from their respective events. So what actions should the leaders of the strategy-driven organization take? For the past several weeks, we have discussed methods for identifying and preparing responses to probable events. The following recommendations will help ensure leaders are prepared to respond to those unanticipated events in a manner that minimizes adverse consequences. These recommendations are, number one, clearly define organizational values, communicated, understood, and embodied by all organization members. An organization's values serve as beacons against which all actions should be aligned and evaluated. Having a clearly defined set of documented organizational values provides responding executives and managers with a quantifiable basis against which to identify and evaluate response actions. Number two, establish a commitment to adhering to the organization's values over cost. Defined values are of little value unless organizational executives, managers, supervisors, and employees are willing to act on them, even if doing so incurs additional cost. Gaining such commitment requires ongoing reinforcement to the principles of values over cost by all executives and managers during normal operations as well as event response periods. Number three, define and train on a decision-making and unanticipated events response processes. Individuals understanding and committed to the organization's values may still not be capable of translating these into the needed timely response actions to deal with an emergency situation without some sort of decision-making and event response training. Such training should be periodically provided to all individuals at all levels of the organization. And one final thought. Decisive leaders are not impulsive. Quite the contrary. Impulsive acts often diminish emergency response effectiveness. Decisive actions are timely, they are well thought out, and they are consistent with the individual and organization's values and beliefs. These actions follow the core emergency response principles. Their logic and structure are easily recognized, understood, and accepted by those implementing them, the public, and other interested stakeholders. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.